Hello everybody, and I hope you're keeping well. I haven't recorded a podcast in a little while, and to be honest, I actually thought, and again thought going into the mind, that I would wait until I had some episodes recorded. And I'm so blessed. I have a selection of beautiful, magical souls who are going to come and share their wisdom and their learning and just themselves with you all. And then on Thursday, I was out walking and I was teaching a class that evening, and it was the last session of the 6 weeks, and we focus on manifestation and we do vision boards. And I was just dropping in and I was walking. I said, okay, what do I need to bring into this session that would really, I suppose, help them see how manifestation really works and, all the aspects of it and not just putting it out there and it coming, the uncomfortable stuff as well. And I was thinking, about the cottage that I live in, and I could nearly hear something being like, nope. No, you need to share something else. And like literally it came in and I was like, in my head, I was like, no, not sharing that. I was like, because I could feel in my body, I was like, no, that makes me feel vulnerable now sharing something like that. And then I knew and I was like, that's even more reason for me to share it. And I suppose in order to bring love and to really open our hearts in this world, we have to be vulnerable. So anyway, I kept walking and I was like, okay, that's fine. We'll give it a go. And then as I kept walking, I could hear like, okay, and you need to have it in a podcast for Sunday as well. And then I was like, whoa, lads, come on here now. And like, that's literally how I talked to David and my angels and my spirit guides. And it was so strong. It was like, Kira, no, trust us, you need to. And I suppose people will ask, what do you mean? Like, what can you hear? And the only way I can describe it is it's like my soul. It's like a knowing that you need to do this. This is for your highest good and for everyone else's. But then comes choice. I could have chosen and said, no, I'll keep myself safe. I won't bother sharing this. I'll share something I've shared before. But in order for us to advance and to grow, we need to move through the uncomfortable stuff as well. And this story is a really good demonstration of all the things. So stay with me, and I promise you, it's full of magic, it's full of everything. And there's lots of learning and little golden nuggets that you can take from it. And maybe think about things that have happened in your life, and it might give you more of an insight of why things went the way they went, or maybe things you need to do to bring things in. And you will never hear the calling of your soul if you're in the mind all the time, and if you're really, really busy. So gifting yourself moments of presence, moments of quietness, moments to just be with yourself, be with your journal. Even if you're not meditating, just be with you. How can you, build up that relationship if you don't have that time? So it's making the time. And again, going back to choice, choosing to gift yourself this time. And I promise you, if you do that, and I've spoke about this more, if you go back to another episode on meditation and listening to your soul, if you gift yourself that time, and it doesn't happen overnight, and a lot of people kind of give up then, and they're like, oh, sure, it didn't work. But it's like anything, and again, the best example for all of this work is starting a new program in the gym. If you go into the gym and you think you're going to lift the highest weight straight away, you need to have patience, you need to trust, and you need to keep going, doing the little things. And everything for this and for manifesting and connecting with your soul, it's all the little things. It's not the big things. And I think we can miss out on the little things in our life that are going well because we're so focused on all the big things. But anyway, I hope you enjoy this. So last September, I was working full time. That's not correct. I was working 4 days a week. So I had kind of gradually brought my hours down. And I was in a job that I really, really liked. I had lots of freedom and flexibility. And I was able to bring in, you know, my own stuff into the job. But I had this calling from my soul. And I actually looked down and it was 555 on the screen. And it was like, again, this knowing that I had to leave, that it was time to leave and to embark on, I suppose, being self-employed and giving it a go. And it was so loud and I didn't listen for a little while. And then the fear came in and the fear was very big. It was like, oh my God, like you've got, you know, like how are you going to do it? Like, you know, will you be able to, you know, survive? The mind was coming up with all these mad stories. But anyway, I got to a kind of crossroads where I had to listen. So I handed in my notice and I remember doing that. It felt good. It felt right. But yet the mind at times was still freaking out. And the week before I had finished, I remember I was loving it so much. Like I was actually loving it so much. I was like, what am I doing? Am I crazy? Like, you know, because I was lucky that I could do both of the things I love together. And I trusted. And again, that last one of the days that week, my ego had a freak attack. And I've learned from every time something has manifested into my life that the ego nearly has an absolute freak attack. And it's nearly like sometimes it's trying to pull you back and it's kind of trying to keep you stuck. And again, you know, it's going back to that choice. And the way I see it is if you're moving into a new area or a new energy, a new vibration, you know, you're leaving something behind. So in order to get to that new energy, that new space, it's like you're moving through this really tight, sticky energy and like you're contracting. And like I remember, and I've spoke about it in the episode where I talk about how I manifested the cottage. I felt it then as well. And I felt it for everything that has come into my life. And now I know, and I'm just like, keep telling myself, and this is the affirmation I use, I am moving into the next comfortable space. So that's like a little mantra for my ego, being like, okay, settle down. If I am safe, I am moving into the next comfortable space. So write that down if you need it. But anyway, that Friday, we had a lovely little going away thing, and it was fab. And I was actually going up to Doolin to meet some of my friends that evening. And I was buzzing, like my energy. I was like, oh my God, I did it. I listened. And on that day, the fear wasn't there. It just felt like, oh my God, I did it. And another thing I've learned that when you take a risk or you move into you know, leaving your job, you know, leaving a relationship, leaving something that you know that is safe, when you're moving into the unknown, taking divine action. And that's what it was. It was something in me that was so strong. You know, I took the divine action. I listened. And I've learned that whenever I do that, I always get rewarded. And I get rewarded nearly straight away, either that day or the next day. And again, this is my beliefs and what I believe will be true. So anyway, I was driving from Mayo to Doolin. I was absolutely buzzing. And I suppose that was last September. So a few months before that, I suppose I had come to a place in my life where I was open to meeting someone after David. I believed I was worthy and I deserved it, and it was something I had been putting out. So I was like, I am going to meet the perfect partner at the perfect place. So that was something I was putting out there. And again, I had to let it go and trust that it would align at the perfect time. And the Thursday night before my last day at work, I was out walking. And this is no word of a lie. Like, so a part of me is like, oh my God, are you mad sharing this? But I think I did share a picture of it, or I shared it at the time. I think I put it on Instagram. I was out walking the Thursday evening, and I was out in like a forest, where I lived. And I was out walking, and something hit into my head, and it was two dragonflies basically on top of each other mating. And when I looked, I couldn't believe it. Like, they literally hit my head. Like, obviously they didn't hurt me because they're very, very light, but I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God. Like, and anyone knows me, like, I was actually saying to someone yesterday, they were on about signs. I was like, I'm at the point where everything is a sign, and that's just how I live my life. It makes me feel good and happy. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh my God, it's a sign. I was like, oh my God. So then anyway, that was grand. And I was like, whoa, like. And then when I got into the car, I love YouTube. Like, I'm obsessed at YouTube. And I have like a playlist. And this song came on my playlist that I don't think had ever really came on. And it was like, Hold On For One More Day. You know the song Hold On For One More Day. My singing now is, I'm fabulous singer, but anyway, I think you'll get the song I'm on about. And I was like, oh my God. So you can imagine me then in the car being like, oh my God, oh my God. And then I was like, okay, just letting it go, letting it go. And it was so funny then, because that Friday I was in work, and when I was having my going away, like, we went for a lovely meal, and it was all men I was working with at the time. And I was telling them, I was like, lads, you're not gonna believe this. Like, and sure, they were dying laughing. They're like, jeez, you're gonna get lucky now in Doolin or something, do you know? And it was just mad. So anyway, and I had to share that because, like, it's mad. But anyway, driving to Doolin, I was absolutely buzzing. Like, I just had all the tunes on. I was like, oh my God, like, I can do this. And I was so in the moment that I wasn't like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know how it's all going to look. I was just like, oh my God, I listened to my soul. I followed through. And it just felt so good. And I was so proud of myself. And anyway, as I landed into Doolin, there was a group of people on like the right-hand side, and I was driving through the town, and you know, like, when a car drives past or someone stops, you'll stick your hand up. But I had no reason to put my hand up to these people, but anyway, I did, and I just waved, and I didn't think anything more of it. And I was actually, because I had gone for a meal, I was down later than the rest of the girls, and they were in having something to eat. So I landed in, and sure, I was so excited to see them, and I was just buzzing, and we had food, and there was actually like a little festival on. So there was like music, and we were dancing. And then my friend had her child there. So at one stage they were all gone dancing, and I was just sitting looking after her beautiful child. And I was just talking to her, and I was completely oblivious to what was going on around me, because I think I was just really being present and just being like, oh my God, like, the vibes were high. So anyway, that was grand. And then it was getting later on into the night, and My friend who had her child was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to bring, my child and put her to bed. And then some of the other girls were like, will we all go? And then like, and this wouldn't be normally, I'm very easy going. I'd be like, oh yeah, grand, let's go. But something in my whole body and my energy field was like, I can't go. And then I said these words, and this is why I'm sharing this with you, because it's about trusting. And again, going back to leaving my job, something was coming in. My soul was telling me, you need to do this. And I turned to all the girls and I said, girls, my soul needs to stay. So I used the word, my soul needs to stay. I was like, I need to stay here. But I used the word soul. And again, even after I said it, I was like, whoa, like, what's going on? Like, why am I saying it? So anyway, that was grand. And I think even they were like, the way I said it, they were like, okay, you do need to stay. And then one of the girls decided to stay with me, and that was grand. And sure, again, I didn't know, and I wasn't trying to figure it out. I wasn't like, oh my God, am I staying for this? I wasn't even letting all the other things come into play. I just had this deep sense in my body I needed to stay. So anyway, I stayed, and myself and one of the girls, we had a lovely time, and we were just chatting to people, and it was just lovely. And then eventually, we did say, right, it's time to go. So we were walking up the street, and we could see this fella sitting at this in like at the side of the road. And I don't know, has anyone ever been to Doolin, but it's actually like there's a part that's really dark, and we could just see he was kind of bent over. Now you're going to be really surprised at where this goes, but just trust me and go with me. There's lots of learning in this story. So anyway, God love him, he was bent over, and he had obviously fallen, and it was a man, and he had blood all over his face. So, oh my God, like myself and my friend were like, oh my God, we can't leave him. There was nobody else around. He was massive. Turns out he was a rugby player, and he was so tall, like. And sure, the two of us didn't know what to do, but we said, right, we'll bring him back, and we'll start walking back in to the village of Doolin. And who knows, his friends are obviously there, or we didn't really know what we were doing, but like we could barely, like, he wasn't fit to walk this book, and he was he'd had a bit too many, God love him. But anyway, he was doing the best he could, and the two of us traipsing and walking him down. And then we meet another group of people, and it was a group of lads, and they were like kind of laughing at us, being like, girls, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, looking at us. I'd say we were hilarious looking, the two of us trying to traipse this fella back down the street. And anyway, we put him back on the wall, and then we were like, do you know him? And we were just chatting, and then there was this fella, and I just started chatting to him, and I remember I could feel something in my body, and I was like, oh, this is weird. So then anyway, we were chatting for a good while, and he said he would help me bring your man. Then my other friend was chatting to your man's friends. So as it so happened, they decided they'd walk her home, and your man helped me walk this fella down the town. And like I would not go off with anyone. Like, I would have a really, I'd have a really good sixth sense, and I've actually always had it, that if it doesn't feel safe, I won't do it. But something was like, just trust it. And anyway, we were walking down the street, and sure, man was hilarious. Like, we'd awful laughs, and your man like didn't want another fella holding him up, because I suppose it may be a little bit of his ego. It's like, no, I'm fine. Like, so he would only let me hold him. And like, then there was a full moon, so we were like singing and howling at the moon, and it was just so funny. And then the other fella the fella we were helping, kept going. He kept saying, oh, you two, like, are you two together? And like, I kept saying, like, no, we're not. Like, but anyway, he was having none of the other fella. So I was getting him to be like, come on, ask your man. Like, oh, it's so funny. I was like, ask your man, does he have a girlfriend? Like, so I was trying to get your man to help me. Like, oh, like, it's awful crack, like, when you think back. But anyway, then your man started getting, he was really like not listening to us. And I took his phone and I was like, can I ring someone? And like, nobody would answer the phone. So we didn't really know what we were doing anyway. So we decided to just sit him down, and then me and your man were chatting, and he was like, are you the girl that waved at us on the way in the silver car? And then I was like, yeah, I definitely waved at someone, I said, but I didn't even know who I waved at. And he was like, and you were sitting in the place with the, and you were holding the baby. And I didn't even know he was there. But anyway, he had spotted me anyway, and I was like, oh my God, this is mad. So then anyway, he was lovely and he was telling me about himself, and he lived the other side of Ireland. I'm not going to give you too much information because you'll see where this goes anyway. But anyway, he was living by the sea, and like a lot of the stuff he was saying, I was like, oh my God, that's all on my vision board. But I wasn't going to tell him any of that. But anyway, he told me his name. And I remember being like, oh my God. Like literally about 6 months after David had gone missing, I used to get notes, and he used to send me notes through like a person who he connected with. And again, I discuss all this in my book. And he said he used the name of this person, will come and he will look after you. And I just remember like all the things he was saying, and then the dragonfly, and then like the song, and like, it was just, there was loads of things that were just aligning, and I was like, oh my God, I felt like it was kind of magic. And then my soul being like, I need to stay. So anyway, we were still in the middle of Doolin, your man was still there, and we were laughing, still joking, howling at the moon, just having lots of fun. And then anyway, thank God people came and your man left. And obviously me and your man started chatting, and we just, I suppose, had some kind of connection. And, it just, yeah, it felt right. So anyway, going back to that point, I believe that was my reward for listening, trusting, handing in my notice. And myself and this fellow, we were kind of seeing each other for a good few months, like, and he lived a good bit away from where I lived, but I think like he actually thought I was like made of magic or something, because he, at the time we'd be meeting, and it was during like COVID, so there was lots of things not open, and at the time I had decided not to get the vaccine. Again, I don't care what anyone else does. It just, again, I'm built up such a strong connection with my body, with my soul, and I always listen. And I just got the memo, you don't need this, and thank God, I didn't. And again, I've no judgment for whatever anyone else need to do. But anyway, the reason I'm telling you that was because when we were meeting up, I didn't have a pass, so we'd have to meet outside. And like we were driving like nearly 3.5 hours, and like I remember one Sunday morning leaving Mayo. And it was like a storm. Like it was really bad. And like literally was messaging and be like, the weather is mad here. And I just kept being like, it'll be fine when we meet, it's gonna be grand, it's gonna be perfect. Like, and like even like sometimes I'd be like, oh my God, like what are you gonna do? Like, do you know it's gonna be pissing rain? Like, but I just kept saying every time we met, like I mean it lashed the whole way up, and about 5 minutes before we were due to meet, the rain would stop. And the weather would turn lovely. And that happened a few times, to the point where he's like, can you do something with the weather? Like you got something going on here. Like, and then like, so I was just being myself. And I suppose, I was just, being myself and, I suppose telling them, what I did and, even angels or whatever. And another time, like his passport, he was going somewhere and his passport was out of date or whatever. And I was like it was really touch and go. I was like, call on Archangel Michael and just ask. And like, he actually did it. And then he was like, oh my God, like there's something to this. Like, and other times he'd be laughing and be like, what the hell? Like, but you could tell, he could see, I could see the world so differently. But yet, he just was like, you do you. Just like I was like, you need to do you. But anyway, we had a lovely little connection and it was really lovely. And I suppose, after losing David, I had, even opening myself up, and that's why I said sharing this is vulnerable, even opening myself up and, moving into a space like that with someone else brought up, stuff for me. And like he held a really, really, really safe space to do that. And he showed me that it was safe for me to open my heart again. But it didn't actually, like, it just, we had a lovely few months and then, we both went our separate ways. So, and it was only actually on Thursday that I finally was able to see the other lesson that he absolutely gifted me. Because when I was like telling the girls this story on Thursday, they were like, oh my God, like are you together? Like, because it sounds like so magical. And it's like, oh my God, like, are you together? Like, and where is he? Like, and is he coming back? And like, what's the crack like? And do you know? And as I was out walking, I was like, oh my God, he showed me that one of my biggest fears since losing David was going to be okay, that I would get through it. And like we weren't madly in love or anything, we'd a lovely connection and I most definitely opened my heart to him. And but then he left and he didn't go in a crazy way. It was lovely, there was no hard feelings. I wouldn't, that's not the type of person I am. It just, was a natural thing. And there was a little bit of time where I was kind of like, Dave, like, like what's going on? Like, why would someone come and why would they go? And then out walking the last, I was like, oh my God, he gifted me that experience of a fear that maybe I didn't even know I really had, was like, what if I really love someone again? And what if, I really open my heart again? And what if they go? And what if I get hurt like that again? And then, as I was walking on Thursday, I was like, oh my God, I'm so grateful. I nearly wanted to message him and be like, thank you so much. You helped me open my heart. You helped me be myself and also, just be myself. Not be, oh my God, I need to be this version of myself because then you might like me or love me. Just be myself. And you could really see that in the connection we had, He, like at times, I think he thought I was nearly crazy because there was like mad things that would happen or I'd be honest about things. But when I started this journey and after David and after investing in myself and, learning to love and approve of myself, and again, it's still an ongoing journey, I made a commitment to myself that, I will never, be a different version of myself in order to be loved and accepted. I'm really feeling that now, even in with friendships, in my work, in, bringing someone in, like, because the right people will come, and I do believe the only lesson, we've lots of lessons here, but I think our main learning in this world as a soul, and again, we are souls having a physical experience, is to learn to embrace ourself. And to love ourselves and to share that into the world. And I actually feel like crying now. And I've been like this all week long. And the group I ended with on Friday, I just ended with that. I was like, try and bring that into your awareness that, we are here for a short amount of time and everything is significant. There's no good or bad, there just is. And like, I am so gifted for, that experience I had with that person. And even more so for the lessons that maybe I thought I didn't need. And you know, I leave you under no illusions. Like, it did bring up stuff, and it brought up more healing, and it brought up, you know, I suppose, you know, me being vulnerable, and it brought up, you know, maybe even a bit of grief, you know, from even David. But like, once I had, you know, got through that and healed it and seen it for what it is, a gift. Everything is a gift. I was just so, so grateful. And the reason I'm sharing that is, you know, we do the vision boards, we write in our journal, you know, and I had put out, you know, I'm going to meet the perfect partner at the perfect place. And he was exactly perfect for what I needed at that time, you know. And, you know, we can close ourselves off and say, oh my God, this is it now. And we might say, this is it forever. And maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. And if we close ourselves off to that, we're closing ourselves off to all the possibilities in the world. So like that, everything serves a purpose. Some people are only here for chapters, and other people are here, you know, for the long time, you know. And whatever something triggers in you, you know, even someone leaving, something not going the way you planned. And again, a plan is great, but our plans have to be open. We are limitless. You know, don't close yourself off, you know, and be willing to see that it might not look the way you look, the way you want it to be. So I think there's so much. I think there's just so much wisdom in there. And I learned so much. You know, I learned trust your soul. And in that story, there was lots of uncomfortableness. And even on Thursday, as I told that aloud to the group in the girls, literally I said to them, I said, I feel uncomfortable sharing this. And afterwards, then I was buzzing. And even when I started this, I was like, oh, I actually had a cup of coffee. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to bring a cup of coffee. Now, I didn't drink it, but I could feel my energy was like, I feel a little bit uncomfortable sharing this. Because I suppose I'm sharing that, you know, I am, you know, open to bringing someone in and meeting someone in my life. And then I'm like, is that too much? But then my soul is like, share it. It's bringing you healing. And it's also, you know, bringing healing to others and showing them how this works. Because again, you can do all the courses under the sun. You can have the vision boards. But I think here in real life experiences, and that it's not always sunshine and roses. There has to be, we have to work through the uncomfortable stuff. And then, and mark my word, I see so much magic. Like, and isn't that story just so magical? Like, and like, I have a lot of that. And like this week, I sat in my cottage that again I manifested, and I just looked out the window and I actually just cried. But it was tears of so much gratitude and so much love. And I actually feel them coming again. I'm like, I am so, so, so lucky for everything that has happened in my life. And I don't see anything as good or bad. It just is. And again, that's from hindsight. You know, when something is triggering us or it's healing, we have to feel it. But them emotions, you know, like sadness, guilt, anger, they just want to be loved. You know, we love the joy, we love the bliss, we love that. But we're a human being, we're a soul having a physical experience, and we are human, and our body came here to feel all the things. But feel it, let your body feel it to heal it, let it go, and call in the magic. Like, we can create anything. I've had things manifest the last few weeks that I've been trying to bring in. And this, is, I suppose, is another little golden nugget. It's never going to be on our time. And, you know, don't try not to put a time, because, you know, again, that can be blocking us. I had something manifest in like literally 10 minutes this week that I've been trying to bring in for, I'd say, the last year. But again, it was the right time. It was the right place. And I believe I'm the right version of myself to create this now. And again, the night before that, I had really threw myself out of my comfort zone. I had held a grief event called Life After Loss. I was being off service. My friend Sinead was supposed to do it, but she couldn't. So I ended up doing it by myself. I could feel the fear. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Because again, I was moving into the next, another stage, a new energy. So again, I was doing my affirmation. I am moving into the next comfortable stage in my life. And afterwards, I was buzzing. And I just felt like, oh my God, I can do it. And I was like, oh my God, I did it. I was like, oh my God, I need to be in these spaces. I was like, I need to be in these spaces to give people hope, to be of service, to show them that, you know, love doesn't die. And then the next day, literally, I had a conversation with someone and it was like, boom, 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 boom. I won't tell you what it is, but hopefully it will be created before Christmas and you may be able to hopefully get it. And it happened and I knew it was because I listened, and I believe my soul was trying to tell me to do that a while ago, but maybe, you know, maybe I could have done it sooner, or maybe it was the perfect time. Again, it really doesn't matter, because I believe everything comes around. It all comes around. So you're never going to miss anything, you know. And yeah, I think there's loads there. And thank you for, again, listening to this podcast, for listening, you know, to me, for just being there, and for doing this on yourself, and, you know, for just being you. And just know you can bring anything into your life. And I have no doubt about it. Like, I know I'll have a podcast telling you, you know, how, you know, I've met the perfect partner, how we're getting married, I'm having kids, how I'm doing all that. I have no doubt. Like, I already know it's going to come at the right time. And I know that, but I suppose it has to come in divine perfect timing. And again, it's faith, trust, belief, moving through the uncomfortable, taking divinely guided action and listening to your soul. And you can only listen to your soul if you give yourself permission to slow down. Our soul is quiet. Our soul needs that moment of presence and moments of quiet. And please share this. Like, this week, I was just like, I just feel like I'm so ready to step up. And I did this work with teenagers last week. And I was so shocked to see how they really don't believe in themselves. They don't love themselves. They don't see any awe or magic in the world. And I was able to gift them some of that. And when I left, like, I mean, I was about a rocket. I was about to take off. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. And I prayed to God and to David and all the angels, said, please put me in them spaces. Put me wherever I need to be, because everyone deserves to see the world through the eyes of awe and magic, to feel grateful and to, you know, learn to love and approve themselves. And again, I believe I only see this because of all the work I've done on myself, and I will never undermine or value that. I've worked really, really, really hard to be this version of myself. I have invested in myself and I will continue to do that. And you deserve to do that as well. So anyway, please let me know what you got from that. And I'm just so grateful. And I'm going to put the intention that you receive whatever you need from this podcast. And just from my heart to yours, I'm just going to send a beam of beautiful green healing light, just to help you remember. We're never learning anything new. We're only remembering that we are enough, that within our soul we have everything we need, that we are loved, and that we are absolutely powerful. So anyway, sending loads of love, and thank you, thank you, thank you.